This week, our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, focuses on issues in our homes. What if you or a family member is suffering from a debilitating disease? Should a doctor be allowed to prescribe marijuana to help alleviate the pain? It's a personal issue that Massachusetts voters will decide in a statewide referendum next month. WGBH Radio's Emily Rooney explores the line between compassion and crime.
On the face of it, it seems cruel to deny people access to any drug that provides relief for debilitating symptoms of diseases like multiple sclerosis.
For 17 years, I've been using medical marijuana because it resolves muscle spasms in my legs, which enable me to walk around my home.
Eric McCoy of Boston suffers from MS and is one of the faces in a slickly produced video touting the benefits of medical marijuana. Steve Saling of Boston, also part of the locally produced video, says it relieves the mental anguish that comes with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease.
It cannot be stated strongly enough how my use of marijuana has helped me cope with my reality of a fully functioning mind trapped in a shell of a body.
While those testimonials are compelling, opponents say the reality is that in states where medicinal marijuana is legal, almost anyone can get their hands on it. And the majority of those people, says Kevin Sabat, do not have debilitating illnesses.
I mean, most people kind of know that medical marijuana in states that have it has become a joke. The overwhelming number of people are smoking it, and the average user, one study, 32-year-old white male with no history of life-threatening illness. I think the main concern, though, is that this question three has been written so broadly that it's not actually for just people with debilitating illnesses. It's for people for which any illness they think or their doctor thinks provides relief for them.
Kevin Sabat says that medicinal marijuana dispensaries have become virtual warehouses for drug users, pointing out the drug is available in a variety of forms, from pills to cookies to candy to rolled joints. That, says supporter Matt Allen, is something Massachusetts will avoid.
When I go to California and see where that system has gotten out of hand, I cringe. That's not what we want to see here. In L.A., you've got 1,000 dispensaries. So it's no wonder that some people say, is there some abuse going on here? How can you regulate these? In Colorado Springs, you've got 500. We're talking about 35 dispensaries across the state that can be much more easily regulated, and they have to be licensed by the Department of Public Health. So there's a lot of regulations that they're going to have to follow. If you're concerned about recommendations being written that aren't legitimate, that's why we're going to have a state-monitored and state-controlled database that every patient who gets a recommendation has to mail that recommendation to the state.
Proponents like Matt Allen are aware there is no proven scientific benefits to medicinal marijuana. But he says that's because it's never gone through the FDA approval process.
Research on medical marijuana is hopelessly obstructed at the federal level. So that if you want to move medical marijuana the whole way through the FDA approval process, you've got to get approval from the FDA, the DEA, and the National Institute of Drug Abuse. It's the only drug that the federal government has a monopoly on the supply for research.
That's already
happening. Spokespeople from the National Institute of Drug Abuse have been quite clear. DEA administrative judges have been quite clear. Researchers who try to get through that those hoops have been quite clear that the National Institute of Drug Abuse does not support research on the medicinal use of marijuana.
Does insurance cover this if you're prescribed
it?
No,
insurance doesn't cover this. Well, because it's not a prescription drug. It's recommended.
From a doctor.
It's recommended. Technically, it's not a prescription because doctors can only prescribe FDA-approved drugs.
And since it's not approved by the FDA, Kevin Sabat says that could create legal headaches.
It's a square peg in a round hole. It's not FDA approved. We're opening up to huge amounts of liability. State employees are now dealing with an illegal drug. Let's write it the correct way, have it be very tightly regulated.
Meanwhile, the pro side of question three has raised $500,000, while the anti side has virtually nothing. And polls show legalizing medicinal marijuana is likely to pass, even though voters we spoke with had mixed feelings.
People with disease, we already give morphine to calm their pain. If they have a disease that merits marijuana, give them that.
A lot of people have said it benefits their lives, so why not?
The abuses will develop the minute you make it legalized. And it doesn't happen right away. You know what happens, a little at a time.
We really want to sit down and make sure we just use it for what we think is helpful to help people who are in need of it.
I think it's ruining the youth of this country, not only this country, the world. So I'm dead against it.
I think it's absurd the current marijuana laws, and I think marijuana should be legalized fully, absolutely.
Of course, that, say opponents of question three, is the hidden agenda, the first step toward full legalization of marijuana. So far, that has not happened in the 17 states that have legalized medicinal marijuana. Emily Rooney, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Our focus on the medical marijuana referendum will continue today at noon on Boston Public Radio. Then tomorrow at this time, the healthcare debate is overshadowing another big issue facing seniors. Where will they live as they get older? We'll examine the fight for funding as seniors try to remain independent. Listen and share our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, now through Election Day, on WGBH Radio and online at WGBHnews.org.